You're listening to a Quintet Private Bank podcast. This series covers our newly released Counterpoint 2022. Hi, I'm Maria Shum, Head of Corporate Communications in the UK and your host for today's podcast. In this episode, Quintet, Chief Investment Office colleagues Sarik Bourbon and Philippe Schuttler will discuss the second of our five conviction calls for 2022. The second call looks at why bond yields are likely to move gradually higher amidst reduced levels of policy support. Keep listening to find out when and how much interest rates may rise and the market implications of all of this. When will central banks raise interest rates and scale back quantitative easing?
Our view is that while the pace of growth has started to slow, the level of activity remains relatively solid and major economies are already above or close to pre-pandemic levels. Meanwhile, inflationary pressures resulting from pandemic-induced imbalances in supply and demand have proven more enduring than initially estimated. These two factors have indeed pushed several central banks to scale back their support. The Bank of England, for instance, started to raise rates and had stopped its net asset purchases. The Fed should no longer make new purchases from April, and we expect it to start raising rates too. And both look set to start shrinking their balance sheets. But not all central banks are set to tighten policy, at least not that much. The European Central Bank will likely continue with some form of asset purchases for a long time, with rate hikes a long way off. And China is cutting rates to ease the slowdown in its real estate sector.
What do you think will happen in the bond market?
Well, we may be about to see higher bond yields as they've already started to rise from record low levels. Now with tapering and rate hikes on the horizon, we expect the bond market sell-off to continue. However, a reduction in US government bond issuance as emergency stimulus expires will likely mitigate this yield increase. As central banks unwind their asset purchase programs and sovereign yields rise, corporate bonds may struggle somewhat as there's simply little room left for their spreads to absorb higher risk-free rates.
So I guess an important question is what is likely to happen to foreign exchange rates?
Our view is that with rate rises on the horizon, or already happening in the case of the Bank of England and possibly soon the Fed, we expect the US dollar and sterling to be stronger. On the other hand, the European Central Bank's decision to keep rates low while buying assets for longer means probably a weaker euro. And China may also let its currency weaken to boost its international competitiveness, given the slowdown. We're watching this one very closely.
And could you tell our listeners how you think other investments could be affected?
Sure. Quintet's view is that the relationship between bank stocks and bond yields tends to be positive. As yields rise, banks can charge more on loans than they have to pay on deposits. Pension funds, insurers, asset and wealth managers will likely benefit from this effect too. At the other end of the spectrum, as real rates rise and the dollar strengthens, gold could come under pressure every now and then. But for us, gold still remains a long-term strategic diversifier in the portfolios.
Thank you so much for these insights, and thank you, our audience, for listening. Keep an eye out for our next episode. To discover Quintet's full Counterpoint 2022, please visit our website at quintet.com/counterpoint. This podcast is provided by Quintet for general information purposes only, and does not constitute legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. Investing puts your capital at risk.